From the late 50s to 1972, the Jewel Box in the 3200 block of Troost was the place in the Midwest to take in a show by performers called Femme Mimics, later known as female impersonators, and as of late, drag queens. This month, the Jewel Box is the site of the world premiere of four little-known pieces by Pulitzer Prize-winning playwright and native Kansan, William Inge. Artist Joseph Keane is one of the producers of what's called An Otherwise Hopeless Evening of Very Gay and Extremely Grim Short Plays. He says he was able to connect Inge and the Jewel Box thanks to the Kansas City-housed Gay and Lesbian Archives of Mid-America.
The collection manager over there, Stuart Hines, provided us with a plethora of information about the history of the gay bar scene in Kansas City and really narrowed down what bars possibly William Inge could have visited. He was often cited as leaving to go to the city. And so Kansas City would definitely be one of those places. And there's mention of female impersonation at one point that he had a curiosity on. And the Jewel Box Lounge was the female impersonation bar where we're sitting at right now.
Directing the show is New York-based theater artist Travis Chamberlain, whose resume includes a site-specific production of a rarely seen Tennessee Williams play staged in a Midtown Manhattan hotel room. Found first were two short plays Inge would only allow to be published after his mother's death. He and Keane then discovered two unpublished pieces in an Inge biography. Chamberlain says it was hard to resist creating a show that references both Inge's veiled sexuality and mid-20th century homosexuality in the Midwest.
Looking at this issue of struggle was fascinating, honestly. That was embedded in the material, and thinking about the way in which that struggle has changed over time and trying to create some sort of connection with Kansas City's contemporary LGBTQ community to a struggle that predates, you know, Stonewall in New York, and thinking about what is that experience here in the heartland.
One of the vignettes, called The Love Death, features a flamboyant artist who is setting up a drastic event with a series of phone calls. Chamberlain decided to interweave the character throughout the piece and have every actor in the show play him. Here, he's embodied by well-known Kansas City drag queen and late-night theater veteran Dee Dee DeVille.
God knows I would not destroy myself because of anything you might happen to write about me, Mr. Parker. Because even though you do write for a so-called intellectual magazine, I see through your prose. I consider it a compliment that you did not like my book, Mr. Parker.
Though DeVille's drag queen credentials post-date the Jewel Box, he says performing there now has a historic resonance.
I was always one that was very interested in our history as a queen, and, you know, even in acting and stuff. So I'd heard of the Jewel Box. So, I mean, there's just something sort of surreal and special about being able to do something that you love in a place that has such great history about those that came before that made, you know, what I do possible.
Despite all the evidence to the contrary, William Inge never publicly acknowledged that he was gay, but the fact that the William Inge estate gave this production permission to stage these plays may lend that idea some tacit acceptance. Steve Walker, KCUR News.